Well, hello, my tapeworms. It is Jason Emmett here with the mixtape, and we have some really cool movie news to drop on you. I am a huge fan of Jurassic Park, both the book and the film. I also enjoyed Lost World, again, both the book and the film. I liked Jurassic World quite a bit, but the overall franchise, if it should have ever even been a franchise, has struggled with their films. Dominion, in my opinion, had one thing going for it, the return of the original cast, and that was wonderful and worth watching. But giant insects and constantly trying to outdo previous dinos, to me, is missing the point of the stories. So should we be pleased that news of another Jurassic World entry has been fast-tracked? Well, maybe not on the surface. But if we dig a little deeper and we hear who is writing this, well, that might change a little bit, at least for me, and hopefully for you guys too. Universal is in development of an all-new Jurassic World film with David Cope back on writing duties. Now, Cope wrote the original 1993 Jurassic Park and the 97 sequel, Jurassic Park: The Lost World. It would seem this film has been in the works for some time, albeit flying under the radar, and there's actually a rumor that it's going to have a 2025 release. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the rumor so far. What we do not know is if anyone from the previous films will be in the cast. And honestly, I don't know that they need to be. Maybe a cameo of, like, Grant or something, but even that would have to be done right. We also don't have any word on a director as of yet, but we do know that Frank Marshall, the veteran and celebrated producer who oversaw the Jurassic World trilogy, is back producing. As is another Jurassic Park vet, Patrick Crowley. Now, Spielberg will be executive producer on this because it's Spielberg, and he has been for most of it. We've also heard that this is going to be an all-new storyline and that they are dubbing this a new Jurassic era. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but for me, I would prefer if they would like go back to a simpler format. I don't need dinos in the city. If they're wanting to keep the Jurassic World story intact, let's make it so the number of dinosaurs were actually smaller than we first thought in the last movie, and that number has really dwindled. I would prefer a smaller group who maybe go to research rumored creatures out in the wild and somehow get caught up in a crazy adventure. A small group. Not dinosaurs everywhere. The magic of the first film, and to a lesser degree the second film, was the mystery and the fantasy aspect. Not everyone in the world knew that dinosaurs were alive, and it was more of a fantasy than anything else. Once you took that away, it just became a monster movie. And to me, that's just missing the mark. I've read the books twice. I adore the movie. You're missing that mystery and that fantasy. It needs to be there. These aren't monster movies, and they shouldn't be. With Cope back on board, I do have high hopes, so let's keep an ear out, and I suspect more details are going to be coming soon. So there you go, guys. Just a little movie news I wanted to drop on you. Until next time we speak, go out, catch a movie, and stay awesome.